Hey, Sandra, what are you cooking, man? Everybody knows you bloody can't boil rice to save your face, man. And Sandra answers, yes, man, I am making ball curry and cock soup. Bugger, when you bloody go home, pull your pants down, man, and see what is missing. You coming to eat or what, man?
That's what gives Bandra people, the local people, at least a sense of superiority.
Bandra. इसे कहते हैं द क्वीन ऑफ द सबर्ब्स इन मुंबई सिटी। ये वही जगह है जहां हर हफ्ते एक नया रेस्टोरेंट और पब खुलता है, लॉट्स ऑफ शॉपिंग एंड ऑफ कोर्स द पिक्चरिस्क बांद्रा वैली सीलिंग यहीं से शुरू होता है। सो हर हफ्ते की तरह इस बार मैं प्रियंका गनवानी आ चुकी हूँ बांद्रा स्टेशन पे ये पता करने के लिए कि इस क्वीन ऑफ सबर्ब्स की क्या खास बात है, चाहे वो इसकी हिस्ट्री, कल्चर या खाने पीने के हॉटस्पॉट्स हो। लेट्स एक्सप्लोर बांद्रा ऑन द अगला स्टेशन पॉडकास्ट बाय कर्ली टेल्स। अगला स्टेशन पॉडकास्ट। यू नो, फॉर ऑल दोज हु डोंट लिव इन मुंबई, बांद्रा वो जगह है जो गैलेक्सी अपार्टमेंट्स मतलब सल्लू भाई के घर के वजह से बहुत फेमस हो चुका है एंड ऑफ कोर्स शाहरुख के मन्नत के वजह से भी बहुत ही ज्यादा पॉपुलर है। वैसे तो देयर इज अ लॉन्ग लिस्ट ऑफ एक्टर्स हु लिव इन बांद्रा, बट दैट्स नॉट व्हाट दिस शो इज अबाउट। पहले बात करते हैं उस समय की जब ये स्टेशन मतलब बांद्रा स्टेशन शुरू हुआ था। सो द स्टेशन इज आइडेंटिफाइड एज अ नेशनल रेल हेरिटेज साइट बाय द वेस्टर्न रेलवे एंड एज अ ग्रेड वन हेरिटेज बिल्डिंग बाय महाराष्ट्र गवर्नमेंट। एंड आई हैव अश्विन तहिलियानी, हेरिटेज इवेंजलिस्ट फ्रॉम खाकी टूर्स, हु इज गोइंग टू गिव अस all the dope we need to explore Bandra station.
It's the first time ever that the city was connected to the suburbs, yeah, which was out of the city then, by means of a railway line. So when the line comes up, 1869, is the first time that people from the suburbs or from far away from the city are able to get to the south of Bombay and back on a train, yeah, which is historic to say. The Bandra railway station was proposed to have a railway line in 1864 and finally opens in 1869. So we are talking about 1.5 centuries ago. That's a long time back. And the current station structure that we see is actually built later, which is 1888. So that's built in a characteristic Victorian Gothic style, which is very native to Bombay. And it's, you know, you can find pointed arches, basalt stone, and a lot of woodwork, which is present till this date.
The spot to hit at the station is right on top, but getting there might be a bit of a problem. But there's some more trivia he gives out.
When you look at the festival of Ramzan, there is a mosque right outside the station near to the bus depot on the west side. And on Fridays during Ramzan, the entire space outside the railway station is closed for vehicular traffic and it transforms itself into a prayer ground. Yeah, which is something like a sight to see because what is otherwise a busy railway station all through the year and even on that day completely transforms itself into something very unique. So I think that is something which is a must-do experience in Mumbai to see Bandra railway station west during Ramzan, especially on a Friday.
So talking of the history, this area has some East Indian influence and Godfrey Joseph, who's the author of Bloodline Bandra, talks to us about what makes Bandra so peculiar and throws some light on the East Indian history.
The East Indians have been living on the coast of Bombay for thousands of years. As history will tell you, the East Indians are the original inhabitants of Bandra.
So I can't help but ask him for some stories he's heard from his grandparents or great-grandparents and yes, his memories of the station, of course.
Now, in the olden days, talking about Bandra Station, you could walk in a straight line from Pali village to Bandra Station. There was nothing but paddy fields. These are the stories that my grandfather used to tell me. My memories of Bandra Station growing up was number one, the beautiful building. Number two, Bandra Station was always a meeting point where you met with friends or relatives taking the trains, the fast trains, the slow trains, all the way to Churchgate. It's just a great place with a great heritage.
So, you know, as Ashwin and Godfrey have mentioned, all you need to do is look up for a few moments at the station and stare at the ceilings and notice what you've been missing all this while. The beautiful Gothic structure, the vintage walls, the paintings. Lekin thoda sambhal ke, because you don't want to obstruct the busy crowd and jo log bhag bhag ke apni trains pakadte hain harbor ya western lines trains ke liye unko aur apne aap ko zyada dikkat mat dena. लेकिन स्टेशन पे आपको ऐसे भी लोग मिलेंगे जिनके पास थोड़ा वेला टाइम होता है या थोड़ा एक्स्ट्रा टाइम होता है और जो चिल करने के लिए काफी घूमते रहते हैं और एक ट्रेन से दूसरी ट्रेन पकड़ते रहते हैं. सो कम्यूटिंग एज अ स्टूडेंट कम्स विद इट्स ओन एडवेंचर्स.
I'm Adit. Actually, my college is in Bandra. I go to KC just to meet my friends, just to chill with them.
But what are the bizarre things he spots even while he's off for some Vela Panti?
It's like a complete roller coaster ride. Sometimes you spot some drunk people out there, some people who are high, like legit high. They're those people who have smoked weed or something. And yeah, that's it. It's fun to watch them.
So I also catch his friend who talks about what goes on in the compartment.
Women fighting, but at the same time, some of them are really helpful. Today, a lady was fighting with another lady just because she didn't get to get down the station which she wanted to.
But there are also some people who make the most of Bandra. Lekin aise kuch log hain jo Bandra aate hain kuch special karne ke liye. Let's hear it.
Main shopping karne aayi hoon. Linking Road mein shopping.
But what about someone who does this every single day?
Train pasand nahi, but jana padta hai. Georgia se Goregaon.
And about traveling late. And traveling late is not fun at all.
कभी कभी आते टाइम पे बहुत खाली खाली हो जाते हैं. मैं भी कभी कभी डर जाती हूँ, एकदम पूरा खाली हो जाते हैं ट्रेन आते टाइम पे. मैं लास्ट जाती हूँ ना.
So what about the food at the station? Platform number 5 पे ऑफ कोर्स चाट वाले हैं. काफी टेम्पटिंग लग रहा है मुझे वो सूखा भेल. और भेल खाने का मजा एक ट्रेन में कुछ और ही होता है. 10 रुपए में आप सॉर्टेड हो. और जानकी देवी टी स्टॉल पर यू हैव अ वैरायटी ऑफ क्विक बाइट्स एंड स्नैक्स. जो समोसा वड़ा पाव फॉर 8 bucks आपके पेट को काफ़ी खुश कर देगा. यस, एवरीथिंग यू वांट टू किल योर हंगर पैंग्स इज देयर. हर प्लेटफॉर्म पे एटलीस्ट 2 food stalls मिलेंगे हर स्टेशन पे इनफैक्ट. और अगर पेट भर गया हो तो आगे बढ़े. Well, apart from what is at the station, there are also some brilliant food options. And in fact, Godfrey has a recommendation.
There is a place called Ria's Restaurant that has been there for years and years. Some of the best food in Bandra could be got at Ria's Restaurant.
So there's also Mughal Sarai if you just want to have some yummy rolls. The paneer chili and paneer tikka rolls are to die for. They are huge. So you better be really hungry to finish it. And it costs 210 and 230 bucks respectively. It's just a little further away at Bandra Talao as soon as you get out of the station. Or if you're also looking for some vada pav with a fusion, there is Jumbo King a little ahead at the station road. So they have this awesome double cheese vada pav burger. And the cheese fries are amazing, so you'll be sorted in like 140 bucks. So I'll tell you what, Bandra is what it is also because of its culture, and there's so much to spot around to prove its awesome culture just around the station. So right opposite the station, I figured a narrow gully which leads me to another narrow gully, and I bump into Mr. Titus, who's actually been living in this ancestral home which was, you know, given to them pre-independence, and he owns a trio of bungalows named Monica, Dominica and Annie Cottage, built in 1922 and 1936. And I meet the auntie who's now residing here.
I was born in 1948. So I was born in this house. But first my parents were staying out somewhere far. Then this house was built in 1936. The name of this place is Annie Cottage, Dominga Cottage and Monica Cottage. That is Elizabeth House, Elizabeth House. I have been staying now I'm 72 years. My birthday was on the 6th of February. I completed 72 years staying in this place.
Wow, living in the same house through different phases of your life, your entire life is quite special. And then she also talks about her love for this quiet little gully.
Forever, if you tell me anywhere to go out of Bombay, out of this place to abroad, anything, no, I will never be happy as what I am happy in my own place in Bandra.
She's actually been living on rent, and we get to talk to the landlord, Mr. Titus, and he tells us about the Bandra he knows.
Yeah, it was basically called the Queen of Suburbs because basically we had education by the Christian missionaries, where we had a lot of schools here. We have got 5 Catholic schools here and convents. So everybody is educated in English here, which people from outside came here to study. Like there are people, my in-laws and all, who came from Thana and they were boarders in Stanislaus Bandra just to study. And do not have to be boarders in the school here. But it was through the missionaries that we have learned English. And then we maintained the more colonial British type of atmosphere with our old houses.
And you know, on asking him about all the fun stories, jo zyada logo ko waise pata nahi hoga, he says,
we used to get country liquor here. Kya bolte hai? Deshi daru. Made by auntie, sold by uncle. Or made by uncle, sold by auntie. They used to call them auntie joints in Bandra because these aunties who came down from Goa had to make some money. So they were willingly given house by the local people, one room. And then they used to sell a small tipple in the days of prohibition because there was prohibition in India, in Bombay.
And he also talks about how he'd make a quick buck back in the days.
Original people here were selling good liquor, hiding it behind the, you know, the cops used to raid and then they used to hide it in the fowl's cage, in the duck's cage, under the gutter, in the meter box. That was all part of life. And then we used to rob it and sell it.
Now, coming to a fun listicle. Now, making this a little more exciting, before I head to my agla station, there are 5 things that you will notice every time you visit Bandra. Number 1. Ek bar phir se. Ek naya bar ya restaurant har hafte khulta hai. And the best part ye hai, jo Bombay se nahi hai, wo actually Bandra mein bar darshan karne aate hai. Number 2. People who come out of bars look like bandar log. I'm sure Titus uncle is laughing at this. Bandar log is also one of the old names given to Bandra. Bandar log is also what my mom calls my friends and I after long party nights, and we don't look civil at all. Number 3. You're always looking for the place to roll. I mean, you're looking for rolls to eat at 2 a.m. The best landmark for someone to pick you up from is KFC Linking Road, especially if you're going on a date, cause Linking Road. Number 5. You will find at least one girl, including myself, who says, Bhaiya, auto roko na. Bhaiya, hill road jana hai. And then we're tagged as Bandra Girls. Okay, so this was Agla Station, Bandra, and the Bandra buzz starts right from the station and it is almost addictive. Before I catch my next train, here is a mail we got from Hemal Hiren Tolia, and this is what he had to say. Hey Priyanka, this was completely nostalgic after shifting to the US last 5 years. I missed the entire Mumbai train journey 100%. No transportation can be compared to traveling in Mumbai trains. I have traveled in trains over here too. You mentioned about the New York Central. It may be the number one and the largest, but a CSMT has its own charm. Being a Mumbaiker and traveled to CSMT, never knew that it was so historic. It's truly said Mumbai locals are the lifeline of the people. For an outsider, it may look like a place full of chaos, but only, you know, who travel and live there know that it is so organized and maintained. And trust me, they say Mumbai locals are late. It may be sometimes, but no public transportation in the world is always on time. Few stories to remember. Catching a window seat and sleeping. I used to work late night shifts. So instead of getting down at Goregaon, I used to get down at Malad, then travel back to Goregaon. Having the masala soda at the stations No restaurant and hotel can make it so tasty. While going to college, back in the days when the mobile phone was still not in everyone's hands, coordinating with friends who are catching the train from other stations and to ensure that we catch the same train and the same coach, it was so much fun. So this was absolutely touching, and I have tried the masala soda that you're talking about and I absolutely love it. I've had it at the Borivali station, which is also going to be my next episode. So don't forget to catch that. Also, if you want to share similar stories, please do write to us at hey@curlytales.com and tune into the Curly Tales website or any of your favorite podcasting apps every Tuesday for a new episode of Agla Station.